Recording going now. I hit an extra button. My computer did some weird things there. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our first call of the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. We are working with transforming worry into clarity. You shall know that I'm not feeling the best this morning. I'm on the tail end of some sort of a new little cough in addition to what was happening before. So if you hear me coughing, you know what's up. But it is on its way out, so yay for that. All right, so we've got a few different mentions about what's up for people today. And as always, you can feel free to keep typing that on into the chat feature when it as feels right to me privately or to the group at large. And I'm going to rearrange just a couple things here. I'm going to invite us to get comfy and cozy, making any adjustments that you might need. As you settle in, I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go. Make space. To allow. To surrender. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor that, to appreciate that. Then I'm going to invite you on purpose to scan your environment out there or in here. And let your attention land on anything in particular that feels easeful, beautiful, pleasant for you to be with. And as you land on that thing, whether it's out there or in here, I invite you to notice what it is you like the most about that thing. And as you notice that, taking time again to appreciate it, to savor it like you might a piece of really fine chocolate that you let slowly melt in your mouth. And as you continue to take this in, just a little bit deeper, notice what happens inside your body. And if anything that's happening inside of you also feels pleasant, easeful, joyful to be with, the invitation is to savor that too. And then breathing into that just a little bit deeper and savoring all that feels good here. Everything that's happening that you're taking in with your attention, with that thing, as well as everything in your body alike. And then I'm going to invite you to just hear these words as you continue to savor all that feels good here. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being here just as you are, in this way, at this time, in this space. Thank you to all that's gone into making this sweet moment of connection here possible today. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineage. And thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands that have nourished us all. Thank you for the opportunity to gather, to connect, to be with, to cherish, to dance, to be alive. And thank you for the opportunity to change, to transition from the old to the new. Thank you for grace as we make our way through these times in this way. Thank you for all of you in all the ways. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey today. As we move into the session, we're starting off with lymphatic circulation from within your entire nervous system, including all three brains, head brain, gut brain, heart brain, the lymphatic system clearing out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And as it does that, working in particular as well through the nerves that innervate the spleen, which is the governor, the master controller of lymphatic circulation itself, from a Chinese medicine sense. And as we do that, also releasing a fair amount of anger from the spleen. And I want to mention, as a reminder, that the spleen and the stomach are the meridians, the organs that process the emotion of worry the most. So, to have other emotions in there is a little bit more challenging for it to digest, to release. And this looks like a pattern that's actually connecting to your entire family line through mom's side. We're going back a fair ways, 15 generations. As we work with this emotional frequency of anger being stored in the spleen. Looking at all the ways that your ancestors and your maternal side have dealt with frustrations, irritations, challenges, hurts, pains, sufferings, etc. in particular as it orients to the closer men in their lives. So whether that is romantic partners or family or friends or anyone in between. As we look at all of that terrain here, linking it through to the 12th house, house of endings, surrendering, allowing, house of the liver, liver meridian, which knows how to process anger. As we look at this consciousness of chronic frustration intergenerationally, it's created this expectation that it could be no other way. And it created this narrow focusing that carried with it the belief system that change is not possible. And it led to, as well, a similar line of thinking of if change is impossible, that means that I will always be, and I'm going to leave that last word open. I'll always be stuck. I will always be challenged in relationships. I will always be hurt. I will always be sick. I will always be that type of black and white thinking. I will always be. Whatever gets filled in at the end. It doesn't actually even matter. We're looking at that tendency to get really, really pigeonholed, is my word here. And we look at that black and white pigeonholing. We're actually linking that through to, again, house number 12 in astrology. They again go through those 12 stages, phases. I think everything in life does. And that 12th house helps us to also, I haven't mentioned in this wording before, but individuate to our sense of self. Meaning it peels back the layers of the conditioning, all of our ways that we were indoctrinated, all of our belief systems. And we can strip that away until we arrive really at our natural essence and vibration of who it is we are. And as you land in that, what is it to connect to your unique essence, energy, vibration, pulsation? What is it to locate you, your sense of self, your agency here? As we peel back the layers of who it is you're not, to reconnect you more steadfastly to your very core of you, your energy. We're linking it through to the very heels, interestingly enough, of your feet. And we're releasing this idea, this really strong belief system that stubbornness is the only way to survive. Like if you want to make it in this world, if you want to stay alive, it's got to be hard, and you're going to need a lot of stubbornness to plow through. And it hasn't allowed for the actual heels themselves to connect to the elements of earth in a way that's then nourishing, in a way that allows us to feel our grounds, to feel the support of the earth, as well as to connect to, I'm going to call it reality. Whatever that might mean. And I say that a little playfully. As we look at this idea of connection to reality, looking at, in a way, what it is we're manifesting, how it is we're creating our reality, along with what's actually realistic. What's actually realistic? What's like not the ultimate high of, that perfect thing that we want to create, but what's like an average perfect? It's an average perfect thing that we can draw into ourselves. As the heels hear that, They begin to drop a little bit lower towards the energy of the minor chakra of the feet. And those minor chakras of the feet, we're actually going to connect them to the heart. And we're bringing in here the consciousness of lightheartedness. As that lightheartedness is here, we're also releasing through the back of the legs now this idea that I have to have it all figured out somehow, like really, I have to have all the answers, I have to see the whole pathway forward, and all the pressure to constantly be solving issues, problems, concerns, and any other ways that you cope with or go into the line of thinking around, I have to have it all figured out. And in so releasing, I'm going to call it anxiety generation. Releasing anxiety generation. And with it, the emotion of the need to create worry to then essentially be in fights. As long as I'm having to figure out something, I'm constantly wrestling, fighting with a problem, a concern, an issue, a challenge. As we release that from the back of the legs, we're going to run a C tree on it. It's going to continue for the next 5 days. That C tree stands for C, circulation of all the healing resources. Blood that carries passion, nerve or communication. Lymph that again drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. Along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. We're here with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, anxiety, depression, help the nervous system, immune system alike to heal. And balancing yin and yang, feminine and masculine, or nourishment and protection. And then running hydration here, helping the cells to take in water, enjoy, and release any impurities that don't need to be here. Followed by D for defrag. Much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. Taking the clutter of what all no longer needs to be here. What remains to be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And then all the R's. Reevaluation. Recontextualization. And reprioritization. Helping to get out of rock and hard place type of thinking. An opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration and introspection shift the underlying consciousness. Think of that as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And then we're linking that into, I'm going to call it C6-7-T1 region of the body, which is through the lower neck, very top of the rib cage, first rib region. And we're releasing, I'm going to call it the habit of having to be on guard to assess where you need to fight next. And as we release that, being on guard, having your guard up, hypervigilance. underneath it, releasing defensiveness, the consciousness of defensiveness. And in this particular context, releasing the belief system of, I don't need to fight here. I actually don't need to fight here. This is a melting, this is a surrender. This is an act of melting with grace. And underneath that is a capacity to honor your own sense of timing, as in your own rhythm, independent of the world around you. Independent of your family, independent of the ways that you as a baby were told you should go faster or slower or take more time or less time. This is the schedule of the house. This is your schedule now. What is your sense of your rhythm underneath all of that? As we land here, honoring your sense of what you need. Working with the permission statement here. The words are, it's safe to trust my body's needs. It's safe to trust my body's needs. That's also including the need for the times to be unwell, what we call unwell, what we call sick, which might actually be your body's way of restoring health, might be your body's way of taking time that it needs to recalibrate its rhythm again, taking time to learn about what's truly important to it. And then within this, releasing the emotion of despair. And within the despair, the chronic long-standing anxiety of, will I ever be okay? Will I ever be okay? Will I ever be okay again? Along with what's wrong with me, what's wrong with me. At the same time, running a body chemistry, restoring cells here back to their fullest expression of health. Working with a wide array, actually, we're working with microbes on all frequencies of fear and, pardon me, of bacteria and oh my gosh, let me try again, of viruses which work with the emotion of fear and bacteria which work with the emotion of anger. It's as if both are actually present, which is what's making the challenge for the immune system to figure out what's going on here. And from here in the immune system itself, we're releasing the expectation that all hell will break loose at any given moment. And we're releasing that as well from the ancestral lines, the kidney 24 points, which hang out roughly in the middle of either side of the chest. We're going back 15 generations, this time through both sides of the family, through mom's side and through dad's side. And it's as if this all hell will break loose. But Dad had a really healthy place 15 generations ago. In the sense of, I can survive, I know how to watch out for my survival. And the more modern lifestyles crept in, the more the modern way of being crept in, the more it compromised our capacity to just simply react naturally. So it led to all this confusion. And also a sense of each generation, by the time I got to like generation 8, 9, 10 onwards, a sense of defeat. Like no matter what I do, I'll always lose. Releasing the expectation of defeat. And that carrying within it both elements of anger and fear. As well as the sense of creating this pattern of needing to somehow always fight, but never winning and always losing. And that creating low self-esteem, creating a sense of internal unrest and more fight energy, which then keeps the cycle looping and routinely on rinse and repeats. We're gonna run one more C3 on this, continue for the next 7 days to interrupt this pattern. I'm gonna link it through to the emotional brain, our limbic brain, primarily in the midline, where it's releasing the fighting between the two sides, between the masculine and the feminine. Then underlying that, releasing the chronic, long-standing worry slash anxiety that this is the only way it will ever be, to be in chronic unrest, chronic never seeing eye to eye fully, chronic misunderstanding. That's sinking into the eighth house, house of death, rebirth, regeneration. House of regeneration, as well as house of other people's money, meaning attraction of wealth. And opening up to that is interesting enough, somehow connected to regeneration and traversing this particular pattern. And as we invite it to literally die, this pattern, to resolve over the next coming days, 7 days with that Sidri. Also supporting what's to be reborn underneath that. By means of cultivating a sense of wonder and curiosity through all five senses. Curious, wonder, sensuality. And as the body receives that and connects to that, curiosity, wonder, allowing for this to spark the senses into a new passion for being present to what they do, their natural consciousness. And linking that through to the heart with the belief system of I don't have to, but I get to. I don't have to see, touch, feel, hear, smell. I get to. I don't have to receive and take that information in. I get to receive that and take that in. And within all of that, releasing the anxiety around being overwhelmed and the desire to fight against that overwhelm around being overwhelmed by too much, too soon, too fast, in terms of the different levels of emotional experiences, information that's showing up in a way that violated again that internal natural rhythm around what you could realistically, in reality, digest. And then releasing the, I'm going to say, the addiction to the comfort of biting off more than you can chew. The addiction to the comfort of biting off more than you can chew. And then we're linking that all now into House 5, House of the Hearts, House of the Heart Meridian, House of the largest energy center we have in our entire body mind by 60 to 100 times. So, in a way, this house rules, so to speak. This is also the House of Leo, the house of commanding pleasure, sensuality. And here we have the natural planetary energy of the sun that we're going to invite in to connect to the heart essence, which amongst all the jobs that it does, harmony, respect, dignity, wisdom, knowing, also involves that fancy word, individuation, or being able to strip back all the layers to finally land in your essence. Your essential, authentic self, your nature of who it is you are, beyond all of those ways that you were told to be. And as you sink a little deeper into that, releasing the pain from the heart. Excuse me. Releasing the pain from the heart. And what I'm going to say is unnecessary sorrow, what feels like the judgment opinion around that all is, or the perception around that all is. This suffering is happening unnecessarily. And that orienting to specifically family. And seeing the pain of all the patterns that are at play within those family lines, and that feeling like pure torture. And after many of us have come out of holiday time, in which we may have seen a fair amount of family more than we potentially do regularly, there is this heightened response, let's say presence, around that all. And not heightened because there's anything wrong, it's just more visible because it's potentially more in our face around this time of year. And as we work with that, releasing the feelings around this being torturous, including all the emotions, anger, worry, fear, sadness, grief, so much grief, overwhelm, as well as the tendency to want to numb out to all of that, apathy. And then holding that whole bundle of emotions together is actually another layer of worry itself. It's hanging out in the hearts. And there's a sense of I have no idea what to do with this, and I have no idea where to put it or who, where I can even release it to. Who's big enough to hold this? What's big enough to hold this? And if you're present to that pain within you, I'm going to invite you to imagine gathering it together. Gathering it together, potentially into something like a basket, a bowl, or maybe like a vacuum cleaner, something that creates suction. Whatever this substance is made of for you, and it's going to be a little different for everybody. Gathering it up however you can in all the places and spaces where it exists inside of you. And as you gather it together, noticing what it, not what you think it wants to, but asking it what it wants to release to. Fire, earth, air, water, or something else. And when you're ready, when you have a sense of what that thing is, scooping this up out of your body. I'm going to do it for the spleen as well. I'm going to take care of that for the group, for everybody. You focus on the heart. And as we do that, handing it through to that natural element that knows exactly how to neutralize, that knows exactly how to resolve, that knows exactly how to hold this. And as we scoop that out and hand it back in this way, bringing in the essence, the consciousness of restoration in through the heart, in through the spleen, and running the permissions that it's safe to love amongst all that tremendous pain, suffering, challenge that feels futile, pointless even. That might create a whole lot of range of emotions. Amongst that all, recognizing the very core of it, at the core of that emotional unrest is that seed. A seed of the desire to long to love and to have your love received. And releasing this idea that you have to fight for that love to be seen, to be heard, to be welcomed, to be noticed. And that you have to fight to be seen, to be heard, to be loved. Actually clearing that out as well from the space now between the heart and the lungs themselves. And we're running the permissions here. The words are, I open to love. I open to love. I open. To love, I open. I open to love. Working with both of those statements. To open, I love. I love to open. And wherever those spaces are within you, it'll be a little different for everyone, that are opening. Breathing into those pockets of opening. We're actually releasing from here old experiences of rejection that have created layers of protection around it all. What if rejection was simply redirection? What if rejection was simply a redirection? What if rejection was simply a redirection? Working here with a consciousness of acceptance and running the permission that it's safe to slow down within myself now. It's safe to slow down within myself. I'm releasing, I'm going to call it almost like we release fear, anger, grief, etc. Releasing speed. The desire to go quickly, the need to go fast in our particular pace of life. Releasing speed around this idea of having to figure it all out right now. Releasing speed to the speediness, and sometimes creates us to bypass and just default to bypassing the body, to bypassing our heart, to bypassing our love, to bypassing being loved by means of potential spiritual bypassing. There's always a reason. These things will always work out. Or positive thinking. And as you release that, releasing it through the heart meridian, going all the way down through to the pinky finger itself. Then I'm just going to clean out that entire heart meridian pathway. And as we work with this, bringing in the consciousness of feathers, like light as a feather. As we bring in lightness, the lightness of a feather, with it actually comes like a warm golden light itself. And washing that through the heart meridian in a way that carries almost like an energy of a new dawn, a new sunrise. And then we're gonna tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe. To receive. Linking this all to the sixth house. house of the intellect, of awareness, of discernment. And here we're working with the feeling of complete and utter lack of support, complete and utter aloneness. A sense of feeling very deeply abandoned and neglected. It's actually linking into the times shortly after birth. Not right away, but within hours, that first day. For some of you, actually within the first few minutes. Experiencing the energies around abandonment and neglect. Abandonment and neglect. Okay, and here a sense of deep, deep aloneness, but more so a sense of complete and utter terror that it would never end. And even though it did end, there's always that same expectation that it might never end again. And that, underlying that, is going into the feeling of being quite stuck in the birth canal itself. And that creating a consciousness of distrust within the body, and distrust that there will ever be enough resources, enough food, housing, enough prosperity, financial prosperity, enough. In a sense of being stuck in lack consciousness itself. And we're releasing that from all the areas that felt those contractions of the walls closing in on your body, and all the ways that that was squished in unique patterns and rhythms. And for everyone of you, it'll be slightly different, but there's far more commonality and overlap than there is differences. Releasing that through, in particular, the side body. And restoring the side body's capacity to stabilize and to hold its ground steadfastly. Along with the back body and front body, and not feeling like you were squished so thin. At times it felt like you were being told you should shrink and play small. And then in the third and final direction, top to bottom, that squish, carrying with it the messaging of, I should never get ahead. I can never get ahead. No matter what I do, I will always be pushed back and I will be behind. And a sense of powerlessness, futility, uselessness. And all of that is releasing out of your capacity to take action. It's been alignment with your natural sense of timing and going for what it is you want. For being able to practically take action that's aligned for yourself. And as you release that through the masculine body, the right side, in particular through the arm and shoulder and neck, But as well as hip and leg and foot. Running the permissions here. It's safe to take action, it's safe to act. I can trust that I can make a difference, I can trust that I can move forward and have an impact again. As we work within that understanding, that awareness, that recognition, that remembrance, releasing with it the cast, it's almost like a body cast that carries with it the message of, if you want to get ahead in this world, you've got to fight. If you want to get ahead in this world, you've got to chronically be hustling. If you want to get ahead in this world, you got to wear yourself to the bone. And as you release it all the way through here, releasing it through all 12 houses. No small thing. That is all linking to the space between heart and throat. And working with the capacity to take the action of expression. Working with the action of, excuse me, the action of honoring your words, honoring how it is you express, how it is you articulate, and a sense of times in which you did express well, but it didn't seem to quite land in the way that you wanted it to, and the meaning that you made about that being something that meant that you yourself were somehow wrong or inferior, or you did something that wasn't good. And releasing that judgment of self inherent within expression, or that seems inherent within expression. And then for the thyroid and the throat chakra itself, bringing in like the warmest sunrise, the warmest sunsets that you've ever seen. Working with finding warmth in beginnings and endings around how it is you choose to express. And here, working as well with the consciousness of clarity. Or the need to, as well, I should say, not or, as well as, the need to have your words have a specific impact. And with it releasing, I'm going to say it as the addiction to accomplishments. The addiction to accomplishments. And then we're releasing that as well from any particular layers of fat cells around the throat that are protecting. And creating within that protection constriction of the energy of that throat chakra. And those fat cells are simply mirroring, reflecting, holding almost like a holograph. through all the other fat cells in the entire body and mind. As you release the restriction of expression, is how I'm going to sum it all up, from your fat cells throughout your entire body and mind. What if you didn't need to use the restriction of expression to, as fat cells do, ground us, protect us, keep you connected to reality? And as you release that pattern from the adipose tissue, from the fat cells, releasing with it as well the belief, I am inconsequential. Releasing, I am inconsequential. In particular, as it orients to family, but other realms as well. Then we're releasing that all to the crown chakra, consciousness and transcendence. Working here with the space between pineal and pituitary. There's a certain, I'm going to call it nectar, that's present here. You might even imagine that nectar is something real, that's almost like melted butter dripping slowly from the crown all the way through the body mind to all the places and spaces, all the places that are calling in nourishment. And getting to receive that here. Not because you have to, but because you get to. And running the permissions, I belong here. I belong here. Tapping this out. Invitation to stay with that breath. Perhaps calling in that resource that you found at the very beginning, that thing that felt pleasant or useful to be with. As you continue to rest in the sweet nectar, the sweet nourishment of you, receiving a song, Elohim, rough translation, the breath of God. Whatever your word for God might be. Done, or this one in particular, is by Jane Winter, Winther. And I'll post it into the chat feature as well. Thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for resting and all that it offers you. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages. Thank you to this earth, this air, this fire, and this water, this natural world, for holding us all so tenderly within our space of our journeys today. May this work continue to offer good things for you, yours, and all that you're in touch with in this world. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, peace, peace, peace. Much love to you all. Wishing you prayers, blessings, and so much beauty in this 2024 year. Mwah. Have yourselves a beautiful day, week ahead, and I look forward to hearing how you're getting on in the next coming days with everything. Bye for now, everybody.